I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning Podcast. Today's topic is this: without vision, there is no purpose. Without purpose, nothing matters. Currently on a walk to the post office. I have a check from a customer I'm going to send into our corporate office. And we had this call with our managers yesterday. And we're talking about how in life we can kind of get used to like the day-to-day, right? Like in solar, you know, for example, a lot of our leaders are making really good money and things are going really well. And what happens is if you were to take them 6 months ago or a year ago or before they got into solar and then show them where they're at now, they would be like, there's no way I'm going to be at that place. But they are. And even though they came from a place prior to where they're at today, that was like not nearly as financially abundant, they kind of get used to the lifestyle quickly. We get used to the lifestyle quickly. And I had this conversation. It's like, hey, look, like just because things are going well doesn't mean we should become complacent. Like this is just the beginning for us. And I found myself doing this. I found that I did really well last month and I've kind of like let the foot off the gas. And I was sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, what's wrong with me? And what's wrong with me is like, I've kind of lost perspective a little bit. I've kind of lost gratitude for what I have. And I stopped thinking bigger. I kind of like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is as big as I can go. And so I kind of like haven't been really had this hunger for more. And so the reason why I bring this up is I brought it up to our managers. I'm like, hey, look, we have to continue to grow our vision for ourselves. If we don't have a life by design that we're looking to create, if we're not specific with what we want, then there is no purpose. And if we're not living a life on purpose, then we have no reason to do anything. It's like, who cares? The results don't matter because we're not going anywhere. Anywhere will do. It's like that old saying, it's like, hey, when you're walking down and you have a choice of two different paths, if you don't care where you go, then either path will do. That's like a life without vision. It's like, yeah, I can wake up late. I can not show up. I can do whatever because I'm not striving for something. And so I issued a challenge to myself and to all my managers. And the challenge was this. The challenge was to spend an hour after work, spend an hour and sit down and write down what your four-year vision is for yourself. What's your four-year vision? What's your four-year plan? Where do you want to go? What would that look like? Where do you want your team to be? Where do you want to be financially? Where do you want to be in your relationships? Where do you want to be physically? And go year by year of where you want to go, and it'll start to expand the way you think. It'll start to expand the way you think. And some things that came to mind for me was like, hey, look, by the end of next year, I want to have my house paid for. I want to have my house paid for. For the following year, 2025, I'm going to own 30 rental properties by the end of 2025. We started a business, and so we're going to grow that business. We're going to sell it for $50 million in 4 years. That's my target. And I started to think bigger than where I'm currently at. And then I went back and said, okay, for all these things to be true, for all these things to happen, I wrote down a lot more than that, but I wrote down those things. I said, okay, who do I need to be in order to make that happen? Some things I wrote down is, one, I need to be patient yet impatient. And to be patient with the results, but impatient with action. You need to take constant action of hitting those goals, but be patient because things take time to build. The second thing I need to do is I need to be able to handle high stress and big problems. I can't fold when big problems arise. I have to emotionally be able to handle that. I have to be consistent in my day-to-day actions. I have to be somebody who's worth following. I have to remain clear on my vision and not give up on my vision when problems arise. And I wrote down all these things, but those are some examples. And when I got done doing that activity, I'm like, dude, I feel on fire. Like, I woke up, like, I've been sleeping in a little bit. I woke up early this morning. I got my workout in. I've been doing the things, and I'm like, man, this is what I've been missing. I need to do daily action. Every morning I need to do this activity of, like, reminding myself of where I want to go to have my life on purpose. So that's my invitation to you. Go spend an hour and write to yourself, where do you want to go, and who do you need to be to get there? I'm sorry if the noise is bad. I'm out on a walk. It is what it is. But that's my invitation to you guys. If you got value out of this, please share this with a friend. Be positive and confident in all that you do. Most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love.